We want to share with you that we are disappointed with the candidates that are running for mayor in the city of Prince George. As moms, dads, and people with lived experience, we are disappointed in the way you addressed the downtown, homelessness and drugs. Your words are harmful. We ask if you have experienced the drug journey with your child or children? Have any of you experienced the drug-related trauma and PTSD a person and family go through? Or as a parent receiving the knock at the door by RCMP and victim services, received coroner's reports explaining that your child was poisoned by the tox drug supply, fentanyl, carfentanil, benzodiazepines, in their drugs of choice, cocaine, methamphetamine, heroin and fake pills. Yes, poisoned. Our people are being deceived into believing they are taking one thing and receiving another without their knowledge. We did not hear anyone address the toxic drugs coming into Canada and killing our kids. Toxic drugs are made to look like pharmaceuticals such as Percocet, oxycodone and Xanax bars. I was told personally by three teens that Xanax pills are being handed out in Candy Pex dispensers at parties, receiving drugs over social media and while you're sitting with your kids, they might be ordering drugs on Snapchat with emojis, getting them delivered to your home or school. You all need to understand that education is important for all of us. We want you to be aware of the impact a caregiver goes through witnessing overdose and death on a daily basis in Prince George. This is not just on the streets. People who try something at a party for the first time or have substance dependency are affected. The facts are that the high percentage of fatalities in the opioid poisoning crisis are employed people in a private residence behind a closed door. They are all loved sons and daughters, family members who deserved a healthy chance at life. The burnout, lack of providers and staffing shortages, closed doors because of overcapacity of people struggling, dying while on waitlists, this is a bigger issue than homelessness. It's helplessness, being disrespected and discriminated against not only to the person struggling but to the families. Let's build more buildings. Housing is a great idea, but we also need more people who can provide care to our most vulnerable citizens and people struggling. By suggesting to clean up downtown, you seem to imply that our people struggling are dirty? Tough love and stop enabling. Zombieland. Your words are damaging and stigmatizing. Our International Overdose Awareness Day, held on August 31st, was a day of knowledge, sharing, prevention, reducing stigma and grieving has been held for the past 3 years in Prince George. Where were you? I ask you all to meet at a round table with people who have lived experience, people who have lost loved ones from the toxic drug supply and overdose, agencies that provide harm reduction, health authorities, crisis lines, family support, addiction specialists, family doctors, nurses, caregivers, coroners, first responders and parents that have nowhere to take their child for help because of a lack of providers, barriers, costs and stigma. We would like a commitment for a meeting at a round table. These are the experts and as far as we can see, none of you yet are qualified to address the opioid crisis harms or tackle the social issues downtown. No love, no compassion, no working together was mentioned by any of you. We are more concerned now for all people who use or used substances in Prince George. Judgment and stigma are at its highest level in our community. The stigma needs to end. The care and solutions need to be supported by our council. Michelle Miller, Corinne Woods and members and advocates of Moms Stop the Harm. Prince George.